Joining me today at Chase Today at 93.1 is Betty Franklin, a speaker, health coach, and the author of a book called Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, Embracing Health, Balance, and Abundance. Welcome, Betty Franklin. How you doing?
I'm good, Chris. Good to be with you.
You have an interest, and not only the interest, but you have the knowledge about stress.
Yes.
A lot of people get stressed over many things, many situations in their relationship, outside the relationship, in the home, outside the home, at work. There's just so many things in life that are stressful and that cause stress.
That's correct.
What causes stress, and how does it impact someone?
Well, stress is, like it's everywhere, like you said. And our bodies were created to handle stress, but to be impacted with stress on a continuous basis can cause damage within inside our bodies. And they say that 80% or even more of illness is stress-related. And whatever your genetic weak link, stress will trigger it. So when we're under stress, we go through various different stages, and stress can be good for us and it can get us to do different things, but if we're in ongoing stress, it's the fight or flight response is ignited and chemicals are released into our body to handle that stress, like our mental acuity increases, our heart rate increases, our respirations increase. Like if you have a child that's running across the street, that stress will get you to rescue that child very quickly. But if we are in ongoing stress with different things in our lives, those chemicals that are released continue to be released, and our heart rate continues to be going faster, our respirations, our mental acuity, many different things go on internally with the release of, you can call it a kind of a chemical cocktail of cortisol and adrenaline. And this adrenaline rush, if we don't learn to calm it down and slow it down and put the brakes on, it can keep us spinning faster and faster and faster. And in time, like just as an analogy of a spinning wheel, it can go off its axis. Disease and illness can set in. So the impact of stress, long-term stress on our body, can be quite huge. And especially when you have studies that say 80%+ of disease is stress-related.
You know, everybody goes through stress. And from hearing what you just said, the ongoing stress. Now, obviously, some people will say, well, you can control that. You should be able to control the ongoing stress. Does it have to happen? Does it need to happen? You're in control of your life.
Well, a lot of stuff that happens we allow to happen, but it's creating this awareness within yourself that you're in stress. Now, what can I do about it? A lot of people battle stress with food and exercise, by eating right and doing exercise, but if they're not dealing with the root of their stress, if it's a relationship issue, you have a dispute with somebody, a loved one, and you go for a run, but you don't come back and talk about what cause the dispute, that stress about that dispute can be lingering. Add that, then you go to work and there's a work relationship that's stressful. Then you have financial problems on top of that. Then you start thinking, oh, you're not a good person, and your self-esteem goes down. All those are stress upon stress upon stress. And if you don't stop and deal with some of it, in time, like disease is a process, in time, disease can set in. They say that the 6 leading causes of death are all stress-related. Heart disease, stroke, cancer, respiratory disease, accidents, and diabetes are all stress-related.
So what does somebody do then?
Become aware of what causes you stress. And nothing changes unless you become aware that there's an issue. If you're aware that the relationship is a major stress factor, or that the finances are a major stress factor, what can you do about it? What are better ways to handle your relationship or to deal with these relationship issues? A lot of stuff starts in our brain, in our thinking. And so if we're having, we think at a rate of at over 60,000 thoughts a day, how many of those thoughts are negative thoughts? Can you replace some of those negative thoughts? And what are your thoughts about that relationship or about your finances? Are they, they did this to me and they've hurt me and I don't like them anymore? Or instead say, you know what, I really like this person. They're fun to be with. They're supportive. Like, pull out the positive things. when it comes to finances, oh my gosh, I can't meet my bills, the creditors are calling, you can say, you know what, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to put myself on a budget, and I'm going to work at this a little bit at a time, and at least you're doing something positive to alleviate the stresses and the stressful thoughts.
It seems like something, I mean, everybody can do is obviously just put the positive spin on that. Could change things, right?
It definitely can. We're physical beings, but we also have a mind and a soul. And so we're feeding our body with different things and taking good care of it. How are we feeding our mind and how are we feeding our soul? And those things we need to take into consideration. What I teach and what I have brought out in the book that I've written are six key components to health and well-being. And they're kind of an awareness tool. I call them the six F's of health and well-being. And they are family, friends, fitness, finance, fun, and faith. And how all of those components together in a balanced way, keep you healthy and keep you your life rolling along in a nice way.
And this is all in your book?
It's all in my book, which is titled GUTS. It's an acronym for Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, because everything takes work. You can't get the good things in life and live a healthy life without putting some work in, putting some effort into it.
You know, you can apply that to pretty much everything in life, they say.
You can. And it's like, don't make the excuses. What is it that you can do? What can you do to make a better choice in regards to your finances, in regards to what you eat, how you exercise, in regards to your self-esteem, in regards to your thinking? Sometimes we're so conditioned to negative thoughts and to complaining. You know what? It opens the door for more negative things to come in. Life just seems to be better when you put a positive spin to it.
I realize you have a point. Whatever situation it is, it's hard to put the positive spin on it and just drop those negative thoughts and the way that you're being made to feel. It's kind of like, you know, some people have that fight in them. Like, you know, yeah, I'm stressed. This is the reason why. But, you know, it's kind of hard to put a positive spin on it. So for someone that has a tough time doing that, what can they do?
They could say, what lessons can I learn from this? What am I being taught in regards to this situation? Am I missing something in myself? I talk about the let it begin with me principle. And so looking within yourself and acknowledging perhaps, maybe I put myself in this situation. What role did I play? And maybe I need to learn better strategies for this. I had a situation this morning with my son, and he has a tendency to be late for work. And as a mother, I'm there in the morning trying to encourage him to get up. He's just 20. And he was given notification last week that you're late one more time, you're going to lose your job. And he sets the alarm in the morning and he keeps turning it off. And instead of moving the alarm or changing the tone, he just keeps everything the same. He doesn't want to step out of his comfort zone and change something. Well, he's going to reap the consequences of his actions if he doesn't change. Who can he blame for that? Mom's there trying to help him. He's not doing his part. So that's just a small example of little things that we need to work on ourselves to change.
It does start with that person that wants to change. You have to want to do it.
That's right. And change is a choice, and it takes courage to change. Otherwise, you can just stay where you are. You can stay in that situation. If you make positive steps forward, and it takes time, it takes work, you can change the situation, or you can, even if you can't fully change it, changing your attitude towards the situation can make it seem better. Life's not an easy road. Like, there are many ups and downs in it. It's how we handle it.
LetItBeginWithMe.ca is your website. The book is called Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, Embracing Health, Balance, and Abundance. What are the five powerful words that will change your life right now? What can someone do right now?
They can begin by saying, let it begin with me. Let the change begin with me. When you focus on yourself, instead of your situation or on what other people are doing. That's where you need to start. When, as a nurse, working with cardiac patients, you can teach them, they can be on their medications, the doctors can do the treatments and that, but unless they are going to do their part in eating right, dealing, exercising properly, and dealing with their stress, you know what, they're still going to have issues. Like, it's what to look within yourself and what can you do to change. So I use the principle, the let it begin with me. Just say, what can I do?
Betty Franklin, the author of Guts, available right now, the website letitbeginwithme.ca. Betty, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. Thank you.